Good morning. I'm Vineb New. Two more COVID vaccines could soon get approved, which would bring the total to four and open the possibility of second shot confusion. Dr. Indu Liu, the chief pharmacy officer for RWJBH, says when you get your first vaccine, your second shot will be scheduled. And if you miss that appointment,
there will be a routed call to say you didn't show up for your vaccination.
She adds everyone gets a CDC vaccination administration card when they get their first shot, so people know which one they received and how long they should wait to get their second vaccine. When baseball season gets here, could you be able to attend a game in person? MLB still has that hope, but how that will work depends on where your team plays. MLB reportedly will not require fans have a vaccination or a negative test to enter a ballpark, but warned teams that local governments may override that, meaning restrictions could be different for Mets and Yankees games compared to the Phillies or other ballparks around the league. Bills are advancing in the Assembly to allow eye doctors and dentists to administer COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Christopher Quinn says optometrists have the skills and training needed to help New Jersey meet its vaccine goals.
Optometrists can help to address gaps in access, improve health equity, and allow for significant scaling of the COVID-19 vaccine program.
The optometrist bill would apply only during the public health emergency. The bill regarding dentists would also apply long-term to HPV and flu vaccines. The Jersey Poison Control Center is warning parents to keep cannabis candy away from their kids. Medical Director Dr. Diane Colello says sweets made with marijuana can cause seizures and hallucinations and fits of anger in young children.
Some cannabis candies actually look exactly like a brand name popular candy you'd find in the drugstore. And it's those candy lookalikes that we really need to take a hard look at.
More than 85 children in Jersey received medical treatment after eating cannabis candy last year, double the number of kids treated in 2019. The Ocean County GOP is in the process of conducting their screening of candidates for the upcoming 2021 primary election. The elections on the November ballot this year will be for governor, state senate, state assembly, state committee woman, state committee man, and two county commissioner seats in Ocean County. Among those throwing their name in the ring for governor, Jack Cittarelli, who is the reported favorite among Jersey Republicans, and Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari. Gary Quinn will run for re-election as commissioner this year. Jerry Little is retiring after his term that concludes later on this year. And there's 13 GOP candidates with their name up for consideration, including Berkeley Township Councilman John Bacchione, Lacey Mayor Peter Curatola, and Pine Beach Mayor Lawrence Cuneo. The widening of Routes 34 and 537 in Monmouth County, as well as updating the traffic signals, are just some of the road work that has concluded. But the true test of its effectiveness may come around Memorial Day and beyond this summer, with more drivers on the road. Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone anticipates the adding of lanes not only making your trip to and from wherever you need to go quicker, but also bringing more tourists here by providing more lanes and roads to travel on.
If you're giving more opportunities to get to a destination, all other roads that are holding traffic to that destination, it gets spread out equally.
Arnone adds, instead of drivers avoiding certain roads, now they'll use them and loosen up congestion on other roads in the process, making driving easier for everybody. In sports on Monday, it wasn't pretty, but the Knicks held on to beat the Magic 91-84. The Nets topped the Bucks 125-123. On the ice, the Islanders shut out the Bruins 1-0. The Flyers got crushed by the Sabres 6-1. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds, gusty winds between 15 and 25 miles an hour possible, highs in the mid-40s. Some clouds again tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s, so it'll be cold today. It is winter, right? I'm Vineb New on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.